Well, think a bowed string instrument with four strings tuned to perfect fifths. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking it's got to be a viola. Wrong. Try one octave lower. We have two cellists with us today. The Advanced Youth Philharmonic Orchestra of Fresno brings us Emma Hill and Keegan Bamford. And indeed, welcome to this first in our series this year, and support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation, Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis. Our two young artists are both high school seniors, and they are co-principal cellists, both cello students also of Thomas Loewenheim, and our company, or if they aren't, they should be. And our accompanist today is Hatem Nadim. Emma and Keegan will be playing individually today, and in case you were wondering, no, they will not be playing together. However, there are indeed compositions for two and three and four, and even more cellos, even for cello choir. But not today. Today we hear solo cello. And we begin with Emma Hill from Clovis West. We'll get to know a little bit more about her in a moment, but first she's going to tell us what she's performing and how long she has been on the cello. And what brings you to this piece today?
I'm playing the Schumann Concerto in A minor, first movement, and I've been playing cello since fourth grade, so about 8 years now.
8 years. We'll chat in just a bit. And we hear now the piece she selected, Schumann Cello Concerto, first movement.
Thank you. Thank you.
Berkeley Public Radio Live Young Artist Spotlight. How about that? Emma Hill, accompanied by Hatem Nadim, with the first movement of the Schumann Cello Concerto. Well, I have you both here before Kagan sits down. Now, I notice your co-chairs, or your co-cello chairs of the orchestra. Now, I bring this up because a long time ago, your announcer was in the same position. I was pretty good at the clarinet, but so was this other guy. I forget his name, and who cares? They couldn't decide. So they had me as first chair of the orchestra and him as first chair of the concert band. Now, how do you two work this out? How does this go, Emma?
Well, each concert, we switch off for the youth orchestras. So in the first concert, I was sitting principal cellist. And then the second concert, Keegan was sitting principal cellist. And then for these next two concerts, we will be switching off during each performance.
Okay, so there are no rumbles out behind the concert hall after that. Nothing like that happens between you two. Right? That's okay with you, Keegan, right?
Yeah, definitely. We've been friends for how long? Pretty long time, huh?
Yeah.
On that note, you can settle down and get ready to start your own performances. Emma, when did all of this start for you with the cello?
I started playing in fourth grade, so yeah, it's been about 8 years now.
You mentioned that before, but how did that happen?
Okay.
Can you remember the first time maybe you saw a cello performance or heard one, or how did this all come about?
Well, I first was interested in playing a musical instrument because my older sister played viola, and I decided that I also wanted to play a string instrument, and I didn't want to play a violin or viola because I thought they held it too strangely, and I didn't want to play bass because it was so large, and so I decided cello would be best.
And besides, it has that end pin on the bottom, and it stays off the floor. You don't have to hold it up. So, is it my tin ear? Maybe I can ask both of you this, or I may get kicking lit. Sometimes when I hear low notes on a viola and high notes on a cello, I'm confused. I don't know which one I'm listening to. Does that happen to you ever?
It's difficult to tell because the ranges do overlap, because us as cellists can play really, really high.
Yeah, that's what confuses me too. But this isn't your only interest. What are your plans, and what else do you do?
Well, I plan for college to be a geology major and maybe a music major as well. And so I plan on becoming a geologist. It's been a passion of mine for a few years.
And one of your interests is math.
Yes, I enjoy math.
And you will continue playing the cello, though?
Yeah, I plan to play in the college orchestra for whatever college I attend.
Is there anything, final question here, is there anything that frustrates you about this instrument? I mean, do you have times, darn it, and then you have to put it down and come back to it the next day or two and pick up where you left off?
Yeah, there are some frustrations because there are so many things to think about, like tone and technique and musicality, and not to mention the difficulty of the piece. So, it is a lot of things to think about, but I think it is very rewarding as well.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here, Emma, from Clovis West High School, right? And a senior, and we just heard her perform the first movement of the Schumann Cello Concerto. Now we have a co-principal chair of the Fresno Youth Orchestra, Keegan Bamford from University High School, also a senior. We'll chat with him in a moment, but right now he has the first movement of the Shostakovich Concerto, and again the accompanist Hatem Nadim.
Thank you.
Valley Public Radio Young Artist Spotlight, live from our studios, and Shostakovich, 17 years old and 12th grade at University High School, Keegan Bamford. Keegan, what did you must like Shostakovich.
Definitely. I mean, when I was planning on playing this, I was joking. I finished Saisons. I had a successful concert with my orchestra, and I was joking. I had my lesson next day, and I said, I want to play Shostakovich. And he's like, all right. And I was like, okay, I guess. And I didn't know what I got myself into, but, you know, hard work, all these just different notes and hard-to-hear notes, and a lot of time just to work on it.
If you could have breakfast or lunch with him tomorrow, what would you ask him?
It's just, why so much pain? Why so much agony, you know?
Speaking of pain and agony, what is your, Emma was telling us earlier, I think it was before we came on the air, she likes coffee. And by the way, if you're joining us late, she was our first cellist of the afternoon here. And she practices at night and probably drinks so much coffee she doesn't practice first thing in the morning, but now you do, is that right?
Yes, I try and wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning just to try and practice skills. So in the morning when I don't care and I'm just like, if I mess up, I'll start over again until I get all of the notes right.
What are your plans?
I plan on to be a musician. I really enjoy music. I have 4 private students right now, and just whenever I teach them, I feel like the joy of music pouring out of me.
But your other interests are?
I really like reading. I'm a big video gamer, of course, because I'm a teenager. And just mainly just reading, just sitting there and soaking up as much information as I can.
If there were any other instrument, if you had a second choice instrument, would there be one?
Is cello a second choice?
Cello would be second choice in addition to first choice. Okay. I guess you just put me in my place, and that's fine. Other people have done that. You have now another selection from everyone in the cello business knows David Popper, and you have what now?
I'm going to play Hungarian Rhapsody by David Popper.
And popular piece it has been. Popular Popper piece, okay. And here we go again. Young Artist Spotlight live from Valley Public Radio. Keegan Bamford, and again, accompanist taking the place of a whole orchestra here, and he's tired probably, Hatem Nadim here, Valley Public Radio.
Thank you.
Live from the Bonner Performing Arts Studio, Valley Public Radio, Young Artist Spotlight, and that was the Hungarian Rhapsody of David Popper, as performed by admitted competitive Fresno video gamer and, oh, by the way, cellist Keegan Bamford from the Fresno Youth Orchestras of Fresno. And also we had, as you may have heard earlier, with also an outstanding performance, Emma Hill. Both of them are first guests on Young Artist Spotlight for this season. And again, let's see, who will we have coming up? Oh, let me mention first, before even mentioning that, you should know that support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation, Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis. Also, look for Young Artist Spotlight on kvpr.org. We have coming up next week from the Tulare County Symphony folks, young artists, flute, piano, cello, violin young artist. And then in later weeks, we have guitars from the Fresno Central High School, the Bakersfield, the piano soloist. The Lindsay guitars will be here again. Fresno University High pianist and youth orchestras of Fresno soloists will be back to join us again for this season of Young Artist Spotlight. We got all the way through this cello program without the opportunity to pronounce the comical names of Yo-Yo Ma and Mstislas Rostropovich. I'm George Mason, production for Young Artist Spotlight, Don Weaver, and we and guests and the performers today, thank you for being here.